in a series that dates back to 1993, the first year of Monmouth University football. The Hawks and the Red Flash getting together for the 21st time. We are live from the Pine Bowl in Loretto, Pennsylvania, along with Eddie Iacopinti. I'm Matt Harmon. The last 2 years dictated by offense, which seems fitting as we are set for a high noon kickoff, which is now getting up and running. St. Francis won the opening coin toss, deferred. Monmouth receives the football first. It is Tevin Brandon to get the football, fumbles the opening kickoff, and this one running back into the end zone for a score is St. Francis. An unbelievable start here for the Red Flash. Brandon was hit about the 20-yard line. The football picked up and returned back for a score by St. Francis. I believe number 11, Bishop Neal, able to pick the ball up and take it back. What a start here as we are just getting up and running. Quick, obviously taking it right into kickoff with the show that preceded our game here. No pregame show, nothing to get you up and running. And how about that start for St. Francis? A fumble on the opening kickoff. The Red Flash lead it 6-0, just 12 seconds in. Lance Giese on to attempt the extra point. Out of the hold of Matt Camaletti, the kick is up and the kick is good. 7-0, St. Francis leads. Who would have thought that was the way to start this football game off? We wish you good afternoon from out here in Western Pennsylvania on our stations today, 1160, 1310 AM, SureSportsNetwork.com. Ray Malaspina back in the studios of 1160 and 1310. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti here, and obviously, partner, not the start that Monmouth was looking forward to.
Matt, I can't ever remember a game starting where we haven't even done anything for prep work, and there's a touchdown already. This is staggering the way this contest has began. Monmouth got the football, and they're trailing 12 seconds in to one of the most improved teams in the Northeast Conference, this St. Francis football team.
Monmouth coming into this one at 3-3, St. Francis at 1-4, but a pretty deceptive 1-4, especially among their losses. Georgia Southern, James Madison, and Fordham, all at the time when they played those opposing teams in the top 25. Central Connecticut State, a team that beat St. Francis last week, kind of the one loss that makes you kind of scratch your head a little bit. The Red Flash win over Lincoln, 38-7. So let's do it again here. It'll be another kickoff. It will be Anthony Bowman who will kick it off, number 25. Going back deep, number 37, LaVon Cheney. And Pete Nagy has taken the spot over for Tevin Brandon, who fumbled that opening kickoff. High end-over-end kick, very short. Nagy will field it at the 16-yard line. 20, 25, out to the 30. Dives forward to the 35-yard line. Leapfrog over a couple of tackles, and Monmouth will now get their first offensive possession to begin here at their own 35-yard line. Brandon Hill, the junior quarterback, looking to keep this ball rolling for Monmouth. Hawks have won their last three coming in. The starting running back will be Julian Hayes, number 29. The starting wide receivers today, Neil Sterling, Lamar Davenport, and Thaddeus Richard. Zach Fable gets the start at tight end. The two tackles, Josh Patterson and Brandon Maxwell, Peter Ireland, and Reese Johnston. The guards in the center is Mike Hunchek. Here is the give to Hayes on first down and 10, able to cut up field. On the near side, hash mark coming to his left, gets it out to the 43-yard line. A gain of close to 7 yards. Second down and 3. 4-3 alignment for the Red Flash. We'll run through that as we can. The secondary, Daquan Minter and Michael Dennis, the corners. Jake DeMetal, who's among the best in the NAC, and Lorenzo Jerome, great-looking new freshman for this team, the back four. Play action for Hill, wanting to throw in the flat, missing Jake Morrow on what would have been a first down. Up front in a 4-3 package, Asalemo Fruin and Joe Lukaitis, the two ends. Kaina Moose and Brody Mon Evanson, the two tackles. Bishop Neal, who's a good one, and one outside linebacker with Dave Coleman. And Max Malafala Mayava is the middleman.
Matt, third down with Monmouth already trailing 7-0. We haven't played 1 minute yet in this game, and things couldn't have gone worse for the Hawks so far.
Hill on third down and 3. Wants to throw, has time. Ball deflected at the line of scrimmage. It will be an incompletion, and MU forced to punt here on fourth down.
So a fumbled kickoff, a touchdown for PA, and Monmouth going three and out. Very, very slow start in this game against a spirited PA team who is playing really good football.
Going back deep and waiting to receive here, number two, Dane DeMunkus, the 5'7 senior. Eric Spillane with pressure gets off a low spiraling kick, now wobbling. Missed kick, missed tackle, I should say. DeMunkus able to turn the corner and get a field out over the 30 to about the 33-yard line. That missed tackle by Eric Sumlin, number 16. And now we'll get a look at this PA offense, which does one thing extremely well. That is run the football, mostly when it's in the hands of number 22, the redshirt senior Kyle Harbridge.
Maddie's one of the best they've ever had out here in Loretto. One step beyond that, he's one of the better running backs we've seen in the Northeast Conference the last few years. Already the all-time leading rusher out here for the Red Flash. We've seen in the last 3 years just torch MU, and he's done that already against some of the best teams in FCS football this season.
He had a great game 2 years ago when these two teams matched up. Sat out last year with an injury. He is the leader in FCS football, 932 yards. Play action here for the redshirt freshman quarterback, Max Ward, looking downtown, wanting DeMunkus, who had gotten past the coverage for just a second, but the ball overthrown. Harbridge stops in the backfield with Anthony Bowman, the wide receivers Terrell Smith and Dane DeMunkus. The tight end is number 83, Frank Valenzuela, Colin Goodla, and Thurston Kino, the tackles, Brandon Bunting and Lloyd Hill, the two guards. Michael Boyd is the center, and we mentioned Max Ward, who is in his first season as the starting quarterback for St. Francis. 6'1", 206, red shirt freshman, wears number 8. He'll go into the shotgun here on second down and 10. We'll give it on the end around. Coming forward is number 1. That is Kahari Dixon, the backup running back who that time went into the slot. Pickup of 2, second down and 8. Darnell Leslie, Pat O'Hara, the defensive ends for Monmouth. Andrew Jerzynski and Eric Masick, the tackles. Dave Demersion, John Sikowski, start of the outside linebacker. Gary Onakuzi is the middleman. The corners, Joe Johnson and Tevron Brandon. It's Andrew Sutton and Clark Coe to start at the safety spots. Monmouth will bring Pat Gray in and go nickel here with just about 2 minutes gone by. St. Francis leading by a score of 7-0. Ward from the shotgun again. We'll send 4 out into the pattern. Here comes some pressure. Leslie had him. Can't wrap him up. Will come from the backside. And now Ward will be taken down. Dave Demersion able to get him around the 36-yard line. Small gain on the play. Not a sack. 1 yard pickup, but does the job nonetheless. And will set up a fourth down and a punt situation.
And maybe, Matt, that will settle this game down a little bit. Again, the Hawks turning it over on the opening kickoff. After going three and out, they now force a three and out, and that Monmouth starting defensive lineup brought to us by First Atlantic Federal Credit Union. Visit FAFCU.com to learn why First Atlantic is the better way to bank.
Zach Dreyer, the punter, number 18, tight formation for St. Francis. Elijah Phillips standing at his own 24-yard line. Heavy pressure coming. Dreyer gets off a good one. High spiraling kick. Phillips will call for and make a fair catch, pinned down inside his 15-yard line at the MU 14. 12:25 to go here in the first quarter. Early fireworks for St. Francis. They have the 7-0 advantage.
Yeah, do you want to take a minute, maybe catch your breath, get a sip of water? Because we started fast.
Stop talking since we came on the air.
Started fast today and didn't give us the opportunity to say so, but the key in this game, which defense can stop the other team's rushing attack better? St. Francis, all they do is run. MU more balanced, but they need to have success on the ground this afternoon.
Offset eye formation sent to the right. This is Julian Hayes to get the carry. He'll take it out over the 15, get to the 18-yard line. That's a gain of just about 4, second down and 6. Monmouth in all white uniforms today. White pants, blue stripe down the side, midnight blue numerals on the white jerseys. The pink MU insignia on either side of the dark blue helmets for the Hawks, representing, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Double tight end sent for the Hawks. Mike McLafferty still back off the ankle injury, getting some early play here. Tight end to the right. Fable sent to the left. Play action to Hayes. Hill wants to throw. He's in major trouble and will get sacked at the 5-yard line. Bruin dropped the pressure. Terrace Bourne, number 72, the 6'6", 319-pound defensive tackle, comes through to get the sack, and MU now in a third down and long. And you kind of have the feeling that this was a spot on the schedule that Mama should be concerned about. Three-game winning streak, looking pretty good. Got to make kind of an awkward trip out here to Pennsylvania in the smack dab middle of the schedule. St. Francis, a disappointing loss a week ago. They have come to play so far.
Yeah, they have definitely come geared up for this one. MU may be overlooking to next week's game with Cornell.
Third and 17. Mama will keep it on the ground. Hayes gets it. Gets out to the 15-yard line. A little bit of breathing room to at least punt the football away. Got back a lot of what was lost, but still third down and long, and Eric Spillane on to punt the football for the second time today. Red flash, by the way, in their home red jerseys with the red helmets, the black pants with the red striping down the side, white numerals with the black outline, and red flash across the chest. St. Francis seemingly set to get pretty good field position here. Spillane will boot into it about his own 5-yard line. Pressure again coming. Lets it fly. This will be handled by DeMunkus at the 45-yard line. Again runs through a tackle of someone. Coming forward, getting to midfield. Maybe dived over the 50-yard line where St. Francis will have a very short field to work with. 10:19 to go here in the first quarter. Red flash leading it 7-0.
And, Matt, don't let that 1-4 record that PA brings into this game fool you. They're a good football team. They lost to Georgia Southern, as you reiterated earlier, the 10th-ranked team in the country. They lost to number 17, James Madison, number 16, Fordham, and they beat Lincoln. Yes, they lost to Central a week ago, but this could potentially be the best team that they've had in Loretto in a really long time, and they're playing that way early on here, and we haven't even gotten to see, really, Kyle Harbridge get it going.
Four wide receivers sent, three off to the left, one back to the right. Ward wants to throw, dumps it down underneath. DeMunkus will make the catch at the 45, falls forward to the Monmouth 44-yard line. That's a gain of 5 to set up a 2nd and 5.
Weird game, Matt, you said it. Odd trip out here, early kick, this 12 noon start. Maybe the Hawks will start playing once 1 o'clock rolls around their normal kickoff time, because they are very sluggish early on here.
Terrell Smith, number 87, splitting out wide to the left. Near sideline to the right is DeMunkus. Harbridge, the single back. Cole Bush, the H-back, motioning across the formation. Quick pass to the outside, caught by Smith. Good open field tackle made by Ife Isaluka, the outside corner. Gain of just about 3. That'll set up a 3rd down and short. For St. Francis, and you mentioned we haven't really talked about Harbridge yet. He hasn't even done anything with the football, and yet St. Francis has a 7-0 lead and looking to keep the offense on here in what could be 4-down territory.
Yeah, it might be with where the ball's played, and Matt, I look out there and don't see Joe Johnson on the field. Brandon near side corner, Isaluka far side.
3rd down and a long 2. Harbridge will get the carry here. He's going to have a 1st down, hit hard at the 1st down marker, but enough to get the chains to move. Demersion on the tackle. Seeing if we can spot Johnson on the sideline anywhere.
I know I'm trying to find the 2 and the 8, and I don't see the number standing. Obviously, the team opposite Matt and I.
About the 33-yard line behind the last coach.
Oh, he's there, yeah. And he doesn't look hurt.
On 1st down and 10. Play action fake. Here's out of the Wildcat formation, number 5, Capri Thompson, who is the backup quarterback and will see play in that Wildcat look to carry the football. 2-yard pickup down to the Monmouth 37-yard line to bring up a 2nd and 8 with 8:15 to go here in this first quarter. Again, St. Francis leading at 7-0.
The red flash, Matt, will run it a variety of ways. Wildcat, shotgun sweep, they'll line up power under center. They run the football 75% of the time.
DeMunkus split out this time wide to the right. Play action. Ward wanting to go downtown. Looks over the middle now. DeMunkus is open at the 20. And that football is caught at the 20-yard line for a gain of 16. Enough to move the chains.
I don't know what you've seen so far, partner, but right now I see one team that looks like they want to be on the field, that looks fired up to play football, and then I see the other team, and Monmouth right now doesn't look ready. We've seen protection breakdowns on offense, and right now the red flash running and passing it down the field.
Anthony Abide will split out this time wide to the right. He had a monster game last year against Monmouth in what was a disappointing home loss. Well, motion across the formation. Harbridge will take it here out of the Wildcat look. Fall into the line at the 20-yard line. No gain, maybe even lost a 1/2 yard to set up 2nd down and long. This is a Monmouth defense which has played some pretty good football as of late. Gave up 14 points to Holy Cross, 14 to Columbia, 9 last week to Robert Morris, really 7 on the defensive side. 2 points given to the Colonials out of safety. They have limited teams to under 100 yards in 2 of the last 3 weeks. And with their back to the wall here on a second down and 11, 7 minutes to play and rolling in this first quarter. Offset I formation set to the left. The give will be up the middle to Anthony Bowman, the fullback, who gets the carry. Runs out of one tackle, able to squirt forward to the 18-yard line and pick up 2.5. Make it 3rd and 8. That tackle made by Isaluka on the outside.
And that's something this PA offense, Matt, not accustomed to having to convert. 3rd and long, that's the best situation for this MU defense. The quarterback, Max Hall, hasn't been that great this season. Or Max Ward, rather, my mistake. Only completing 52% of his passes, and he has trouble with accuracy. Get pressure on him here, force a fourth down.
Tight end, 2 receivers to the right, single man up top to the left. That's the direction that Ward wants to throw. He's got a man open. That is caught by number 87, Terrell Smith, for a touchdown. Right over the top of Isaluka, and St. Francis up 13-0. And this game eerily similar to last year when the Red Flash opened up a big lead on Monmouth, and the Hawks tried to get back into it at certain points, but dug themselves such a big hole they could not. On for the extra point is Giese. This to make it a 14-point spread. What a shock here in Loretto. High snap, good hold, kick is up, and it is good. St. Francis 14, Monmouth nothing. 6:07 to go in this opening quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks football on the Shore Sports Network.
The Hawks get a taste of forward progress, and so can you, fans, with Coca-Cola Zero, the only drink to combine real Coca-Cola taste and zero calories. We invite you to grab one today and taste forward progress with Coke Zero. Enjoy everything.
18-yard touchdown pass from Max Ward to Terrell Smith. Second time those two have hooked up this season. Bowman on to kick off here again at the 35-yard line. Hasn't kicked it pretty deep the last couple. A little bit better of a charge here over the head of LaVon Cheney and into the end zone. It will come out as a touchback. 6:07 to go here from the Pine Bowl. 14-0 the score in favor of the Red Flash. Matt Harmon and Eddie Iacopinti, quite honestly, at this point of the game, stunned with how things have gone so far. We knew this a good Red Flash team with some offensive weapons, but boy, that opening kickoff fumble has set a very ugly tone for this football game.
Between that, Matt, and then the last play, that long touchdown strike, really 2 shocking plays. We knew they could run it. What we didn't know was how opportunistic they were and how explosive they were.
Sterling and Davenport split the field. Looks like Red Flash coming with a big blitz. Asante will get the carry. Able to get some forward push out to the 29-yard line for a gain of 4. That time both corners were singled out, but Monmouth kept it on the ground. I think at some point Hawks will have to try and exploit that matchup, see if they can get Neil Sterling involved. He's got a good size advantage on Daquan Minter, the sophomore corner. Michael Dennis, the other corner, at 5'9". So both Davenport and Sterling with pretty good size advantages. On second down and 6, ball sent from the left hash mark. Hill wanting to throw, looking for Davenport. Throws too high and over the top, just out of the reach. Davenport got a fingertip, but not really a catchable football. With the incompletion, make it 3rd and 6, 5:29 to go here in the opening quarter.
The encouraging part was Lamar was open. He was able to beat his man inside release, and he got down the seam. The discouraging part, Matt, is we see Brandon Hill again miss high. When he has been off this season, he has missed with passes high off the receiver's fingertips, now forcing this 3rd and medium.
Well, dare we say a must situation for Monmouth to get a first down here, but I think it's pretty much that. Blitz coming. 4 into the pattern. Hill hit as he releases the football. Looking for Sterling. That's intercepted. Picked off by St. Francis. Running down the near sideline and into the end zone is Daquan Minter. Sterling broke inside the ball, thrown to the sideline. St. Francis absolutely taking it to Monmouth right now, leading 20-0 with 5:18 to go in the first quarter.
I don't know about you, Matt, but I don't think I could be more shocked than I am right now. This is not how I thought this MU football team would come out. This is not what I thought they would see in this Red Flash team. And this is, if you know an adjective more alarming than shocking, use it right now.
On for the extra point, again, is St. Francis. Lance Giese to handle those chores. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, and that is good. 21-0, St. Francis leads. This a Red Flash team that trailed 28-3 at the half last week to Central Connecticut State before trying to get them where their way back into the football game. Right now, reverse formula is working for PA. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more Hawk football on the Shore Sports Network. 5:18 to go if you're just joining us, not used to the early kickoff and popping your radio on saying, oh yeah, Mama starts at noon today. Well, you've missed a lot. Unfortunately, it's been all for the team in red. 21-0, St. Francis leads the football game with a full 5:18 to go in this first quarter. Short kick here by Bowman. Fielded by Nagy at the 10. Out to the 20, 25, 30. 35 to the 40. Flag is down, thrown at the 40-yard line. So a decent return for Monmouth could be coming back. There is a St. Francis player down as well. Check the flag before we spot the football. Good return. Took it out to the Hawk 41-yard line. This will be a low block on Monmouth. So that return coming back a little bit.
Yeah, if they do it from the spot of the foul, they'll mark it from the 40. So it'll negate a lot of that great return by Pete Nagy. While we do have a second, we would like to thank our friends at the Boathouse Bar and Grill for sponsoring the Monmouth offensive starting lineup in this game. The Boathouse Bar and Grill in Belmar is your spot for college and NFL football all season long.
Now, for the first time in a while, that offensive unit, which will come back on here and have to work from the 25-yard line after a 15-yard penalty, will have to work their way back into this football game, trailing 21-0. MU has been able to play from in front the last 3 weeks, now in a big hole, and will look to at least chip into this lead a little bit. Lamar Davenport this time split to the left. Elijah Phillips out to the right. Brandon Hill with a four-man rush coming. Will hand the football off to Hayes, going far sideline right, and run out of bounds at the 30-yard line. That is a gain of five. The early stats alarming. 21-0 St. Francis lead, but they haven't really done a whole lot of damage offensively, which is even more alarming. An interception return, they rule it for Daquan Minner from 44 yards out, and that fumble recovery on the opening kickoff by Bishop Neal, sandwiching an 18-yard touchdown pass from Ward to Terrell Smith. Hill wanting to throw here. He's got Mike McLafferty over the middle for a catch of the 45-yard line, tackled at the 46 by Lorenzo Jerome. And MU finally getting themselves a first down.
And Matt, I think they just need to settle down. Monmouth is a better football team than St. Francis. They're not playing like it right now. They need to settle down, beat the man in front of you, one play at a time, whatever coach cliche you want, do it, and get back on track in this one.
Tight end right, slot receiver combo left. Hayes gets the carry off, tackle to the left side, big hole, and into St. Francis territory at the 49-yard line. Jake Morrow, the fullback, a little slow to get up. 6-yard pickup. Make it second down and a long four.
You don't have to get out of your normal offense. You're down 21-0. It's only been 11 minutes of game action. There's still 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Run your regular set. Eventually, the better players will start to win things out in this one, but you got to get points on this drive.
Davenport again to the left. Hayes gets the carry. Stretch play to the outside zone on the right. Cut down as he picks up two to the St. Francis 47-yard line. Let's call this third down and just about three. Justin Pandorf will enter the game. Eric Sumlin checking out. Hawks will go more traditional look. Two wide receivers. Phillips formation right. Davenport set as a slot receiver to the left. Mike McLafferty at the tight end spot. Three-point stance on the left side of the formation. Offset eye look set to the left as well. Hayes will get the carry. Hit in the backfield. Bouncing off of one tackle. Then able to push the pile forward and get the first down. Forward progress will take him to the 43-yard line. Good individual effort that time by Hayes. The tackle made by Semo Sila, number 10.
Yeah, without Julian's great individual play, Monmouth would probably have a decision here to punt or go for it on fourth down. Kept the legs moving, was hit initially at the lines, able to spin out, and Matt, one player not on the field, number 17, Neil Sterling, after that last miscommunication with Hill that resulted in the pick six, he is still on the bench.
First and 10 for MU. Hayes gets it again. Decent hole off the left side. Chopped down as he crosses the plane of the 40-yard line. Hit at the 38. Jake DeMittle, the 6'2 senior safety, all NEC on the preseason list. Good football player. Makes the tackle, but not after a 5-yard pickup. Monmouth is trying to keep this drive alive. 2:30 to go and running in the first quarter. Hawks in a 21-point hole. Hill will walk up to the line here, change the play, let the offensive line know what the new situation is. Slot receiver combo off to the right. Hayes getting it off the left side. Taken down by DeMittle, who had beaten the block of Peter Ireland. Small gain. Make this third down. And a long three now coming up.
Would have liked to have seen a little more patience out of Julian there. Let Ireland lead you out in front. I think he got a little happy feet, Matt. Tried to beat the defender to the outside. Didn't let Ireland set his block up. Otherwise, Julian could have picked up better yardage.
Phillips with this time. Far side wide receiver to the right. Davenport set to the left. Blitz coming. Hayes gets the carry. He is in trouble and will get dropped back behind the line of scrimmage at the 40-yard line. That is a loss of about four. Heavy pressure coming. Bishop, Neal, and Lorenzo Jerome combining on the stop. And Monmouth, maybe in a four-down situation, will elect to kick here and try and pin St. Francis back deep.
Well, I was going to say, Matt, that play call to me dictated you were prepared to go for it on fourth down because you ran it on third and medium and you got thrown down. I thought we would see the offense stay. Not a lot of confidence shown in the passing attack on that play that you ran it at third and about five on the plus side of the 50-yard line.
Spillane with no pressure trying to angle it off to his left. Tevron Brandon tried to save it from going into the end zone. Could not hang on to the football and it'll come out for a touchback. 47 seconds to go here in the first quarter. St. Francis 21 and Monmouth nothing.
Couple defensive possessions ago, you noticed number 35, Ife Isaluka, in at the right corner position. Well, the reason he's there is number 28, Joe Johnson, is out right now with a turf toe. His return is questionable. We'll have to keep an eye on that in this game. And that update is brought to us by our friends at Barnabas Health, which want to remind you that Premier Healthcare is one click away at barnabashealth.org. Barnabas Health, every day extraordinary.
Here comes the red flash offense back on. Bowman and Kahari Dixon, the I formation in this package. Dixon will get it. Pitch off to the left side. Gets decent yardage out to the 24-yard line. 4-yard pickup. Make it second and six. Jack Eisenstadt on that last stop, along with Dave Demersion. Might be the final play of the first quarter coming up. Split backfield, Bowman and Dixon. From the shotgun, Ward gets the snap. Has time, sets up, throws, deliver a strike onto the Mama side. The catch made by Dixon out of the backfield. Short of the first down, it'll be third down and two. And we'll find out what happens when we come back from our quarter break. 60-second timeout with St. Francis up 21 to nothing. We're back with more Monmouth football on the Shore Sports Network.